开始,
in the beginning of this year,
我跟弟兄姊妹, 交通到末世必有危险的日子临到,
I felt sure, brothers and sisters, that in this end time there will be perilous times to come.
我提了三个事情，从提摩太后书第三章里面讲的哈。
I mentioned three things in 2 Timothy.
他说，在末后的时代，人专爱自己，贪爱钱财，爱宴乐。That
men in these last days, they are lovers of themselves, lovers of money, and lovers of pleasure.
你如果我们靠出看看，是不是就是这样子？
And when we look around, is it true?
只爱自己，只爱钱，只爱宴乐。
They are lovers of money, lovers of money, lovers of themselves, and lovers of pleasure.
但这个不只是讲世界人，他是讲信耶稣的人，也很多这个情况出现。
And it doesn't just mention that this is. It doesn't mention it's non-believers. It's saying that believers.
在基督徒当中，或为或说，基督徒的当中，也是只爱自己，只爱钱，只爱宴乐。They
are among Christians. They are lovers of themselves, lovers of money, and lovers of pleasure.
那段圣经怎么讲？他说，你爱这几个，你的结论是什么？不爱神。
In the conclusion of the scripture, it says that if you love these three things and these things, you won't be lovers of God.
两个礼拜前，我们弟兄 Jerry 在这里交通道，他说什么？人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
Brother Jerry, fellowship with us said, if men love the world, he will not love God.
圣经里面讲了许多，有一种我一爱。 我爱神的心就不见了。
Bible tells us a lot of things that when we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us.
世界是什么？
What is the world?
我们知道弟兄姊妹有去定这世界是什么。
We cannot make our own definition.
但是我们知道圣经用埃及讲到世界。
But the Bible used Egypt to talk about the world.
圣经讲到埃及就讲到地上的享乐。
And when the Bible speaks of Egypt, it speaks of the pleasure of this world.
So, 如果有一个世界可以讲的地上的享乐，使我们离开我们的主。
And we can say that the pleasure of this earth, of this world, have us leave the Father.
我们有好多我们的计划，但所有我们想要做的，为着我们自己的 pleasure， 为着我们自己的享乐，我们就越过越远离我们的主。
There are a lot of things we want to do for ourselves and for our own pleasure, and then the more we do that, the more we are farther away from God.
甚至还有另外一句话，在雅各书里面他说什么？他说与世俗为友的，就与神为敌。
And in the book of James it says, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?
我们不可能跟非基督徒来往。
It's impossible for us not to have interactions with non-believers.
除非死掉了。
Unless we are dead.
所以我们一定会跟非基督徒来往。We
will have interactions with non-believers.
但他这里说，我与世俗是很 close friend， 很世俗的人是我很亲密的朋友。
But it says that if you know the world people of this world is out, we have close friendship with them.
他说：“圣经讲什么？我就是已经定了，我是与神为敌的。”Then
we set ourselves in a position that we are in enmity with God.
我们要知道，朋友一定影响我们的。We
know that our friends influence us.
就忘记是哪一位弟兄说的，可能是司布真弟兄说哈。他说啊，我信主了，好像我站在桌子上。
Brother Spurgeon speaks of he has an illustration that when I believe in the Lord, I was like standing on the table. The non-believers are standing on the ground.
我跟他手牵手,
if I hold hands with him,
他问了一个问题啊, 是我能够把他拉上来容易呢，还是他把我拉下去容易？
He asked the question: Is it easier for me to pull him up to the table, or for him to pull me down to the ground?
我想我们都知道啊，地心引力一定往下走。We
know that gravity will pull us down.
我们是从那边被救出来。We
have been saved from there.
我们如果跟世俗的还是手牵手的话，If
we still hold hands with the world,
我们一定被拉下去。And
then definitely we will be pulled down.
这个是一个不变的原则。This
principle does not change.
神今天要我们的地上影响到这些人。
The Lord wants us to influence these people.
我们 不可能再跟他们是手牵手。
So it is impossible for us to continue to hold hands with them.
圣经讲了一个字叫做，他说深渊与深渊响应。
The Bible speaks about that the depths echo with the depths.
如果我们被救了，我们所有的想法、价值观跟世人还是一样的话，当然你跟他响应。
And if after we have been saved, if our, you know, if our whole being, if our thoughts and is still of this world, then of course we will still have friendship with this world.
世人所追求的，我要一个大房子，我要地上，我要成功。
The world, you know, they pursue big houses. They want pursue success.
我们说我今天信主，我所追求跟他没什么差别的。
And now that I'm a believer, what I pursue is it the same as them?
这个就是圣经讲，我基本上我的观念态度还是以世俗为主。
Then my attitude, all my my perspective is still the same as the world.
所以我们一直带人信耶稣之后。
And after we have bring people to the Lord,
我们常常跟出现的弟兄姊妹说，你必须跟你以前的朋友慢慢有个 line.
And we speak to young brothers and sisters that you know slowly but surely you have to have a line, a boundary drawn between you and your old friends.
要知道，不是我们拒绝他们，乃是我们有个心愿，我要把他们带到神的家来。
It's not because we reject our friends, but more so that we want to bring them to into God's house.
能够让他们能够也认识我今天认识的主。
That they may know the Lord that I know today.
你知道，我记得 Sherry 那时候他信主一些时间了、啊，他一些朋友就跟他说。
I remember when after Sherry she came to the Lord, her friends told her.
他说你跟我不同国。
You're from a different kingdom than I. Than we are.
以前一起的，什么都一起的。怎么你现在好像没兴趣了
？In the past we do things together, but now you have no interest.
我们已经不同国了。
We are in different world.
所以我可以观察到很多，他有一些朋友跟他继续要好，差不多都信主了。
I noticed that those who are still close to her, come close to her, they could become believers.
不愿意跟她亲密的都离开。
And those who doesn't want to come close to her,
这是我们在神面前，我们有一个 line. 我们今天是我是属主的，我因为属主，世人看我，他要做一个决定。
That and you know before the Lord, we draw a line with the world, and you know when the world sees us, they have to make a decision.
末后世代危险的日子，我们必须记得，不要去爱啊，就是爱自己、爱钱财、爱宴乐。
That in these last days, the perilous times, that we do not, you know, we have to not love ourselves or love money or love pleasure.
我们真的要来爱主。
We have to come to love the Lord.
我们已经看地震、看海啸、看这么多的事，告诉我们主要回来了。
The earthquakes and the tsunami tells us that the Lord is coming.
我上一次跟弟兄姊妹交通到，要脱离肤浅的生活。
And I share with brothers and sisters the last time that we have to depart from shallow life.
我用了撒种的比喻跟大家交通的。
I used the parable of the sowers.
你知道他那里讲什么叫做肤浅的生活？
What is a shallow life?
肤浅的生活是没有根的生活。
It's a life without roots.
我们很多人说啊，我每个礼拜天都去聚会。
We may say, you know, we come to the meeting every Sunday.
我们来聚会，我都听到一些话哦。
And we hear something.
但是一个礼拜后，一整个礼拜我过我自己的生活。
And during the next week we live our own life.
我只是礼拜天来听，有些话听到，但以后整个礼拜我过我的生活。
I just come on Sunday to listen to some message, and then the rest of the week I live my own life.
这是最简单的一个描述，是一个没有根的生活。
And that really illustrates a life without roots.
我们没有根的话，我们只要遇到一些的困难，或者遇到一些难处来，我们就立刻倒。
If our life doesn't have roots, then when we come in.So with difficulties, we fall.
什么叫根？
What is the roots?
乃是我们平常在一个礼拜七天里面，我们仍然有我们自己跟主的亲密。
That during this whole week, we still have this relationship, this intimacy with God.
有人告诉我说，哎，我有祷告，我每天都感谢主。
You might say, you know, I pray and I thank the Lord every day.
用什么？我当然有祷告是好，所以我又讲完就不祷告。
It is good that you have prayer, brothers and sisters.
哎，也有人说我都有读圣经啊。
I read the scriptures.
但你知道，我们很多读圣经的时候是读到这里是从来没一点感觉的。
Many times when we read the Bible, it goes to our head and not our hearts.
我们今天在一个周间里面，如果我们能够有时候想到一些书籍，一些属灵的书是什么，能够帮助我们更靠近神，我们有一个科目要去读的。
And in, during this week, if there are some books, devotional books, or that will help us come to know the Lord better, and we have the desire to read them.
或者我们每天里面总有塞一个时间，主，我要好好跟你有一次祷告。
Or we set aside a time every day that we will, come before the Lord and quiet before Him and pray.
这个是圣经里面讲到要有根的生活。
This is what the Bible speaks about, having a life with roots.
我也讲到哈，今天信主的人，圣经说你们都是圣徒。
And I also brush with you that all believers are saints.
在圣徒以下，这个大雨伞以下，可以分成三个圣经里面讲我们是谁。
And under this umbrella of saints, there are three different.
我们一信主，我们就是信徒。
When we first come to the Lord, we are believers.
神从来不满足我们是信徒。
But the Lord is never satisfied for us to remain believers.
神要我们成为门徒。
He wants us to be disciples.
初期教会一年之后，他就从门徒改名字叫基督徒。
And after a year, the church in the beginning, they changed his name.
今天在基督
disciples to Christians.
今天在基督教界里面讲说有一个说大使命。
It's in the Christendom, it speaks about the Great Commission.
那你说，他说你要使万民做我的门。
That you make disciples of me.
不是叫万民做我的信徒。
Not to make the believers of me.
但人把这两个一倒下，就拼命只是传福音，只要人信主就够了。
And man just bring people to Christ and that's all.
他没有看到这个神主耶稣的吩咐是你要把人真的带到成为门徒的。
But the commandment of our Lord is to bring people that they will become disciples of the Lord.
所以有一天他们发现了，要成为门徒的时候，才开始很多门徒的训练。
And then they realized, to become disciples, then they have training for disciples, discipleship training.
门徒不是我们来训练的。
We can't train people to be disciples.
圣经从来没讲过你如何训练一个门徒。
Bible doesn't speak about how we can train a disciple.
圣经里说你怎么样成为一个门徒。
It says how you become a disciple.
他说你能够舍己，天天背起十字架来跟从我，你是我的门徒。
That when we deny ourselves and follow our Lord, then this is a disciple.
这个训练是在神的手中的。
It's in the hands of God.
但是我们要知道，我们要把人带到愿意降被神来训练。
But we have to bring men to the extent that they are willing to be trained by God.
所以你发现，许多的弟兄们一直在讲，最重要一点就是你我愿不愿意把自己奉献给主。
A lot of brothers think that are we willing to consecrate ourselves to the Lord?
我们不愿意奉献给主，我们没办法能够成为门徒。
If we're unwilling, then we are unable to become disciples.
我们知道，绝对不要因为你信耶稣你就满足了。
Do not be satisfied just because you believe in the Lord.
你也不要觉得我今天可以 I'm a Christian, 我就觉得我是很好了。
And do not be satisfied if you can claim yourself as a Christian.
我们昨天我们聚会的时候，我们有讲到，我们基督徒在地上成为一台戏，给我们周遭的人看。
Yesterday I shared with some brothers and sisters that we are on the stage show to the world.
给世界与天使观看。
And we show to the world and to the angels.
我们不是没有人在看的，有世界与天使都在看。
The world and angels are watching us.
这个是我上两次跟弟兄姊妹交通的。
This is what I shared the last two times.
我今天要回答一个问题。
I'm going to answer a question today.
有个弟兄问我。
A brother asked.
他说我们怎么能够经历主？
How can we experience the Lord?
我要怎么才有经历呢？
How can I have this experience?
你们有没有这个问题？
Do you have the same question?
我们常常我们说你要经历吗？去祷告。
And when we tell brothers and sisters, do you want to experience? Go pray.
你祷告了，主答应你，你就经历了。
While you pray and the Lord answer and you experience the Lord.
但是我没有常常听到有很多人说，啊，对哦，我祷告了，事情成就了。
And we hear people say, oh yeah, I prayed and things are done.
但你会发现他后面还有句话， 搞不好我不祷告也会这样成就。
But then he continued, well, maybe if I don't pray, it still happens.
说这个经历不扎实。
So this experience is not firm.
因为他就觉得我祷告不祷告，这件事反正也会成就的。
That whether I pray or not, this thing still fulfilled.
说这个经历没有加给他跟主真实的那个连上来。
And this experience did not add on to his own his relationship with experience with God.
我今天愿意照着我跟主的认识的弟兄姊妹在这方面有点教宗。
I would like to fellowship with you according to my knowing with the Lord.
第一个
First,
你要经历主，你必须要一个要主的心。
If you want to experience the Lord, you have to have a heart, a desire for the Lord.
如果你里面没有一个要主的心，那可以说面瘫。
If you don't want the Lord, then that's it. We don't have to go on.
绝对不勉强人的。
The Lord does not force us.
你知道一开始圣经里面有两个很出名的人物。
There are two very famous people in the scriptures.
不是亚当夏娃。
It's not Adam and Eve.
是他两个儿子。
It's their two sons.
一个叫该隐，一个叫亚伯。
Cain and Abel.
最开始的两个孩子。
Two kids in the beginning.
Kids. 我们都有孩子哈，就是你看，就是父母怎么再带下来了。
How did the parents bring them?
那这两个孩子的反应啊，发现神对他们有两个很不同的评价。
And from the actions, we see that God has comment on different comments.
你发现两个都知道哦，我们今天有神了，所以两个都要献祭。
Both of them know that we have a God, we have to offer sacrifice.
所以啊，这个该隐把地上的土产最好的献给神。
Cain brought the first fruits to the Lord.
亚伯把地上的动物杀掉献给神。
Abel killed the
sacrifice
to the Lord.
那你很奇怪，神圣经怎么讲？神怎么回答？神说：“我悦纳了亚伯的献祭，我不悦纳该隐的献祭。”
The Lord loved Abel's sacrifice, and he hated Cain's sacrifice.
你发现啊，如果我们人呢、啊，就说哇，神你很不公平啊！这个该隐这么好的把出产这么老虎来的献给你，你竟然不悦纳。
We may say, you know, Lord, Cain brought you the first fruits, and you hate it.
你知道我们今天呢、啊、我们的思想都是打抱不平的哈。我发现该隐其实一个神蛮不错的人。
Cain is pretty good person.
他做的是没做错。
He did not do the wrong thing.
在人看来是做对的。
According to man, it is right.
他把最好的献给神了。
He brought the best to the Lord.
神说我不要。
And the Lord said, I don't want that.
他说我只要你弟弟亚伯献的。
I want what your younger brothers offered.
这里告诉我们，这两个人呢、啊，有个差别，就其中有一个没有要神。
There's a difference between these two brothers. One did not want the Lord.
他说 ，I was told， 我只说要献，我就献了。
I was told to offer sacrifice.
我在外面人看来，我是 a very good kid.
I'm a very good kid.
我做的非常好。
I did good.
神根本没怨呐。
And God,
搞不好我们父亲很多的家长都说哇你很乖哦你怎么样其实谁根本没怨啊
Maybe other parents will say oh that's good you know what you do but the Lord dislikes it
因为这个是你要不要主
It's whether or not you want the Lord
亚伯因为要主他就有了启示
Because Abel wants the Lord he has revelation for the Lord
他看到我的地位根本不能到神面前
He knows that where I stand I cannot come to the Lord
该隐根本不 care
Cain does not care.
亚伯看到说我有罪，怎么能够到神面前
？Abel saw that, you know, I have sinned. How can I come to the Lord?
如果不是有血替我遮盖这个罪的话，我死定。
If the blood does not cover me, I will be dead.
所以我们就看到这个亚伯养动物，不是吃的，那时候没有人吃动物的，就是完全为了献祭。
At that time, you know, they don't eat meat, so Abel has all these animals, it's all for sacrifice. Why do you rear all these animals? But he did it so he can offer sacrifice to the Lord. We'll look at Esau and Jacob.
你看以扫他是什么？他长大是爸爸爱吃打猎的猎，猎打猎回来的哇，他都去打猎给爸爸吃。
Esau knows that his dad loved the game, so he would go out and hunt the game and
非常孝顺他父亲的。
He loved his dad.
雅各呢？
Jacob just can't go to the mother and keep talking, and then, you know,
什么事都不用做了，坐在家里。
He doesn't have to do anything, he just sit at home.
所以我最早读圣经很不平啊，他说雅以扫是我所恶的，雅各是我所爱的。
And at first when I was reading the scriptures, I didn't agree with that, you know, that Esau I hated, but Jacob I love.
我说圣经就是这原则，我读不懂。
I can't understand the principles of the Bible.
完全跟我所明白的完全是相出入的。
It's different from what I can understand.
但是你慢慢跟主认识多一点，你就发现， 雅各要主。
And when you come to know the Lord, you know that Jacob wants the Lord and Esau did not. And Jacob wants the right of their firstborn. But Esau came first. They are twins.
但是他知道长子只得到祝福，一老二得不到祝福。
He wants a blessing, but he knows that the blessing is only for the firstborn.
我们常常会问，雅各所做的全部是错，神为什么祝福他？
We often ask, all that Jacob did was wrong. Why did the Lord bless him?
神只看重一件事，因为你要我，我祝福你。
God sees one thing because Jacob wants the Lord, so he bless him.
以扫不要啊，他说渴得要命，弟弟来啊，给你一个红豆汤。哦，他说你把长子名分给我，他讲什么？长子名分要来做什么？
When Esau was thirsty, all he wanted was that bowl of soup, and you know he said the birthright has nothing to do now, and I'm thirsty.
以扫根本不care，他只是我现在肉体有需要，你给我喝，那就给你了。
He sees his own bodily needs, and he just.
所以我们要知道，神说以扫是我所恶的是。
The difference between them is that Jacob wants the Lord, so the Lord says that Jacob I love and Esau I hate.
雅各非常诡诈，但是因为神他要神，神就一直住在他身上，一生做工在他身上，直到他见主。
Jacob is sly, but because he wants the Lord, so the Lord worked in him all his life.
差不多70年的时间，就一直训练雅各。
God used 70 years to train Jacob.
不然你要知道，他77岁才开始被训练的。
We know that he was trained at starting at the age of 77.
Okay, 我们不要等到77岁，我们没有多少人可以在。
I hope we don't wait till we are 77.
能怜悯他，给他活到147岁啊，但我们不知道可以活多久。
God was merciful to him, but we don't know how long we're going to live.
说弟兄姊妹，第一个我们要经历主，第一个你必须求主给我。
If we want to experience the Lord, we have to ask the Lord to give us a heart that we want Him.
第二个, 我们要看重圣经里面所有的原则。
And second, we want to for the principles of the Bible, we need to hold on to those.
或者说圣经里面的应许。
Or the promises.
那我们最喜欢那个没有条件的应许，主说我永远爱你，我还来一百。他只会笑，不会发。We
can't just say, "Oh, I like that promise."
我们只会要说没有条件的时候，说他给我的，我什么都可以，我都那种我最喜欢的。
I love those unconditional promises.
这圣经里面有很多有 condition 有条件的应许。
There are many promises that is conditional.
我今天就举几个给弟兄姐妹交通。I'll
list a few.
你知道我这一到美国来啊，有弟兄就跟我交通这句话：依靠等候耶和华的，必不羞愧。
Brothers have fellowship with me that if you trust in the Lord, you shall not be ashamed.
这诗篇25篇里面讲的哈，依靠等候我的，绝对不会羞愧。
It says in Psalm 25, Oh my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed.
我那时候说主，给我经历你这句话。
I told the Lord, please let me experience your word.
我说你让我知道，我等候依靠你，我不会羞愧的。
That when I wait and I trust in you, do not let me be ashamed.
主给我一些事情经过了，但是我就讲，好像我现在在 Unity 上班。
The Lord brought me through many things, and one of them is my work.
就比较大一点。It's
a bigger thing.
你进去两年你就倒。
Many people they tell me, you know, once you're there for 2 years, this company is going to fall. And it will be tough for you to get a job.
我就, 这个是公司没有前途。
this company has no future. Their prophecy is very true. But thank the Lord, I've been there for 23 years. The Lord has not let me be, did not let me be ashamed.
讲这些话有我老本, 有教会的弟兄姊妹, 什么人都有,
there are many people who tell me,
但是就给我知道, 我等候依靠他的, 我没有羞愧过。
The Lord let me learn that when I wait and trust in Him, He didn't let me be ashamed.
诗篇16篇第4节说, 以别的代替耶和华, 他的愁苦必加增。
And in Psalm 16:4 it says that the sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
我们姊妹刘畅, 她有一个见证。
Our sister Liu Chang has a testimony.
Yeah, 她summer要找工作。
She was looking for a job for a summer job.
太要这份工作了。
She really wanted this job.
可是工作影响她很深。
And it really disturbed her.
感谢主，祝福她了。
But praise the Lord, the Lord gave it to her.
但她学了一个功课。
But she learned a lesson.
她跟我们教宗说, 她就教宗这一段话, 她说, 我以别的代替耶和华。
She shared the Psalm 16:4, the sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another. Many of our experiences are not easy, but it shows us the words of the scripture.
雅各书4:6说神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
In James 4:6, it says that God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
没有一个不骄傲的。
Not one is not proud.
有的举手。 你敢举手,
if you dare say you're not proud, we'll examine you, we'll find something.
神说神阻挡骄傲的人,
it says that God resists the proud,
是恩给谦卑,
but gives grace to the humble.
属给我经历什么?
And God let me experience this.
我就讲一个就好,
I'll mention one.
在西安聚会有一次请我带诗歌。
In West Coast Christian Conference, I was there to lead the hymn sing.
我认为我能够带，所以啊，这个，我是说真的到我带，我们1000人坐在那里，我说好，我就好好来带。
I assume I'm good at it. You know, there are 1,000 people there. I would just do a good job.
神做事太奇妙，什么都可以，我的声音没掉。
And God was really amazing. I had everything, but I lost my voice.
你带唱诗歌没声音，你带什么？
If you're going to lead a hymn sing, if you don't have a voice, how are you going to lead?
我可以成为 conductor。
I can't be a
conductor,
but I can't sing. God resists the proud.
我后来又有机会，隔年我又有机会又去带。
And another year, I had the opportunity to lead the hymn sing again.
哇, learn from that experience. 我学到那个，我就求主说，求你的怜悯。
And I learned from experience and I prayed to the Lord that by His mercy that I can lead the hymn sing. And the Lord brought me through. God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble.
我们要看重,
we need to be serious with all the principles in the Bible.
C.T. Stock弟兄说, 我在圣经找命令, 但是我们退一步, 我们在圣经里面找原则。
Our brother C.T. Studd was looking for commandments from the scripture, and we just take one step behind, and we look at the principles in the Bible.
第三, 祷告。
And third, we need to pray.
当然一定要回到祷告。
We need to return to prayer.
我们有要主的心, 我的祷告, 我就知道是主做的。
And if we want the Lord, we have this heart for the Lord. When we pray, we know when the Lord does work. When we have some brothers and sisters over, Sherry was saying, oh, it's too dark, can you change the bulb? Many of you know this. I turn and turn, I can't get the
cap.
It's just a notch, I just have to get it down.
那是很多年前，Gabriel还很小，那是在上面看我在换。He
was looking at me.
他是说, Daddy, do you pray?
Gabriel asked me, Daddy, did you pray?
哎呀。
How would I have ever, you know, thought about praying?
For 30, 40 years,
I know the Lord. I've never prayed about getting the cap down.
提醒我,
the Lord used my son to remind me, you got to pray. I pray on the ladder. Please help me get this off.
我刚祷告完,
and after I prayed, immediately, you know, when I turned it, the same action, it worked.
有一次我的旧van呢,
my old van, the tire went out. Gabriel was with me.
We drove to a gas station.
The spare tire, I've turned and turned many times before.
哇,那天怎么转都转不下来?
That day, I couldn't get it down.
我说主啊,给我一点智慧转吧,我有祷告啊。I
said, Lord, you know, help me to have wisdom to turn this, you know, I pray.
就是上面看,上面看,就是不掉下来。
But it just doesn't come down.
我说, am I so stupid? 就是想不下来。
Myself.
那Gabriel说, there are instructions.
Gabriel told me, Dad, Daddy, that's instructions.
这个祷告是叫儿子提醒我去看instructions。
The prayer, the Lord answered my prayer and told my son to remind me, you look at your instructions.
眼睛是瞎的,怎么就在前面没看到?
My eyes were blind, I could not see when the instructions were before.
你祷告神可以用什么人就是帮助你,但是就是说,我们需要祷告。
When we pray, the Lord may, you know, have others remind me, but we need to pray.
在我祷告蒙答应的经历里面有一个
when my prayer, one of my prayers was answered, and this is a very special experience.
我有个室友, 这是20多年前的,
I have a roommate 20 some years ago. He was in a relationship with his sister.
非常两个非常要好,
they love each other. They love the Lord. They talk about getting married.
我们弟兄的姐姐,
the sibling sister of the brother was very against this marriage.
他的妈妈是一个基督徒，但瘫痪了十年了。
His mom is a Christian, but she has been paralyzed for 10 years.
姐姐们为着照顾他妈妈，没有一个结婚，五个姐姐。
All his five sisters, for the sake of the taking care of the mother, did not marry.
英文翻得不好，六个sister还有个妹妹。
Oh, six sisters.
妹妹也没结婚。
The younger one didn't marry either. He's the only son.
他说,
they said, the sister said, you know, for mom's sake, we did not marry, and you.
他说,
how, which woman lured you away?
他为着顺服,
and to submit to his sisters, he broke up with the sister.
他自己就飞到东岸去了。
And he flew to the east coast.
过了差不多几个月,
after a few months,
因为我都认识他们，这个非常要好，我发现两个虽然分两地，还是非常的爱。 I
know both of them, and even though they are separated, they both love the Lord.
我就跟年长弟兄交通，我说这件事该怎么办？
I fellowship with elder brothers, what should we do about this? We did not know how to pray for this.
How to solve this? Unsolvable.
It's unsolvable.
我们弟兄有个突然间有个意念，有一次我们在交通的时候有个意念，为他妈妈祷告。
When we fellowship together, one of our brothers said, you know, we should pray for his mom.
他说我们祷告让他妈妈开嘴巴定夺这个婚事。
We pray that the Lord will open his mom's mouth and then she can decide on this marriage.
你要知道神能够让驴子当皮啊，都能够讲话骂那个先知巴兰啊，那个神当然能够跟他妈妈讲一句话再看嘛。
And if God can open the mouth of the donkey to speak to the prophet Balaam, he can also open the mouth of the mother. Nothing's impossible with God.
哇，我们听到这个建议，哇，高兴死，有个祷告方向了。When
we hear the suggestion, we are so happy that we have a direction when we're praying.
我们一直，我们就三个人啊，我们一直在那里祷告。
There were three of us, and we prayed.
一个月过去了。
A month passed.
两个月过去了。
Two months passed.
嘴巴都没开。
His mother did not open her mouth.
三个月过去了。
And 3 months later.
你们不会想到。
You never have guessed.
他妈妈死了。
His mom passed away.
哇，那时候很震撼。我们祷告到他妈妈死。
We prayed and his mother passed.
当我们知道他瘫在哪里，根本不能动，死对他是一个解脱。
And we know that for her it's a release.
他信主，他反正到主那里去。
Because she's the child of God and she will go to our Lord.
对他是好的。
To her that is good.
他妈妈瘫了十年。
She was paralyzed for 10 years.
没想到我们三个弟兄祷告三个月，神的答应是让他走。
We did not, you know, we did not expect that after 3 months of praying, the Lord.
我们就回来参考圣经，看看还有什么原则。
And when we come back to the Bible and say what other principles.
父母是孩子的权柄。
Parents are the authority of the children.
So 孩子什么是父母是权柄。
The parents are the authority.
孩子出了什么，神向父母。
Whatever happens to the child, the Lord goes to the parents. Authority is not just given.
我说妈妈走了。
The mom is gone.
爸爸早就过世了。
His dad already passed a long time ago.
他现在是谁是权柄？
And who is his authority now?
圣经从来没讲过 sibling 啊，或者说姐姐们是权柄。
The Bible never speaks of siblings as authority.
所以我们查考了，我们心中有平安，我就写了一封信给他，我说你今天神已经把你的权柄 release。
And after we searched the scriptures, we have peace in our heart, and I wrote to him, I said, the Lord has already removed the authority.
你今天还爱不爱这位姊妹？
Do you still love the sister?
他说还爱啊。
He said, I still love her.
我就问我们姊妹，你还愿不愿意与这个弟兄来往，把你嫁给他？
I asked the sister, are you still willing to marry him?
他说 yeah.
And she said yes.
但是你知道分开了半年多，这个弟兄不好意思再来跟他讲话。
And after half a year of separation, this brother did not speak to the sister.
哇，这时候变得我还有很多工作。
And I have a lot of work to do.
那时候刚有 email, 你知道。
We started to have emails back then.
终于说服我们弟兄摆上面子再来跟他所爱的姊妹讲话。
I finally convinced our brother to put on his pride and speak to the sister that he loves.
最后他们结婚。
And in the end, they married.
他们找我当伴郎，我说当之无愧。
They asked me to be their best man, you know, and I'm very honored.
但是我所经历的。主你的祷告不见得要照我们所想的，但是你已经答应了这个祷告。
And I experienced that even though the Lord might not answer the way we have prayed, but the Lord answered our prayers.
所以弟兄姊妹要学习祷告。
We have to learn to pray.
不要是祷告别人叫你要怎么祷告就怎么祷告。
Don't just listen when people teach you how to pray and you pray.
祷告是什么对别人是好的。
Do not pray when people ask you to pray. Don't just pray the prayer request, but really pray what is good for this person.
所以有个弟兄说啊，你为我请一个年长的弟兄为我忍耐祷告。
And a brother asked another elder brother, please pray, for me to have patience.
所以这个年长弟兄想，我该如何为他祷告呢
？And this brother said, how should I pray for him?
啊，那弟兄就祷告了，是吧？说给他工作不如意，这个读书成绩也不好，祷告下去，这个弟兄说不要再祷告了。
And the elder brother prayed, Lord, that, you know, you let him have difficulties in his work and in his studies. And the younger brother said, don't pray anymore.
He
said, I did not ask you to pray like
this.
And the brother asked him, isn't this your prayer request to have patience?
So we really need to know what it means to pray for people. You must know what it is.
And when you want to pray for somebody, you want to know what is best for
them. Right?
We have a lot of prayer requests during the Bible study.
必须用脑袋的，不可以一听人家讲什么就怎么祷告。
We don't just listen to your prayer request and just pray.
因为那个祷告，神不见得听的。
And the Lord may not, listen to those prayers.
必须是知道我怎么为他说。
We have to know what is good for the person.
我讲了三个了哈。我们必须要有要主的心。
We have to want the Lord.
看重圣经的原则。
That we have to be serious of the principles of the Bible.
是真的有负担的祷告。
And to really have this burden to pray.
第四个。
Number four.
顺服。
We need to obey.
最难学的一个功课就是顺服。
This is the most difficult lesson to obey.
我们来看唱我们诗歌264首 Trust and obey, 信而顺从
In our hymn 264, Trust and obey.
唱的时候很高兴大家
We love to sing and we enjoy it.
但是我跟你讲信而顺从难啊
I tell you, trust and obey, that's tough.
神对我们有个要求是顺服他的旨意顺服他的命令
God has demands of us to obey His will and obey His commandments.
我们一顺服神就工作。
When we obey, God will work.
你不顺服神就不动。
If you do not obey, God will not work.
我们礼拜六晚上我们聚会有个刚信主的一个年轻姊妹，她讲了她一个的见证。
On Saturday, we have a sister who just came to the Lord, and she speaks of her testimony.
她有天来她说我今天实在不能够原谅我一个同学。
She came and said, you know, today I really can't forgive my classmate.
她说你说我该怎么办
She said, what should I do? Tell me.
她要不要原谅实在不是我们能够做什么的。
Whether or not she is able to forgive, there's nothing we can do.
但是我们把圣经里面讲到一些的原则跟她说。
We share with her the principles of the Bible.
啊，主耶稣说我们如果不原谅
The Lord tells us that if we do not forgive, then He will not forgive us either.
神不原谅我是大。
If God doesn't forgive me, this is a big deal.
所以我们交通了一下，我说你回去祷告。
So we shared when you go home, you pray.
求主给你能够原谅这个同学。
Pray to the Lord that He will enable you to forgive this friend.
一个礼拜后他回来了。
A week later,
他就讲了这个见证。
She shared with us.
他说我就回家我就祷告。
She said I went home and I prayed.
他说很奇怪我。祷告完我真的就不是这么恨他
And amazingly after I pray I did not hate her so much
他说很奇怪我竟然能够原谅他
And amazingly I could forgive her
他说我就去睡觉非常安静的睡觉
So I sleep in peace
第二天的同学打电话来
So the next day my friend called me
向他道歉
And apologized to her
他说 This is how amazing
So this is how amazing it is.
他说如果他先道歉我才原谅，那是不同的经历。
She said that if my friend apologized to me first and then I forgive her, this is a different experience.
他说我先原谅他才道歉的。
But it was after I forgive that she apologized.
他立刻不用人告诉他，他已经把圣经里面一个更大的原则知道。
And she learned of a greater principle in the Bible.
圣经的原则是我先动，神才动。
The Bible has a principle that after I start moving forward, the Lord moves.
摩西要过红海，杖不先打在红海上是不会分的。
And when Moses was across the Red Sea, if his staff did not touch the Red Sea first, then the Red Sea will not split up.
约书亚要带领以色列人过约旦河，抬约柜的祭司不走到水深到腰的地方，约旦河不分的。
And when Joshua was bringing the Israelites to cross the Jordan River, if the priests that were carrying the ark, if they did not go into the middle of the river will not open up.
为什么顺服会难？
Why is it as tough to obey?
一个我信不过。
One is we can't believe.
第二个有代价。
And second is the cost.
这个代价是我不愿意付的。
And this cost is something that I'm not willing to pay.
我知道我刚开始学这个，我在读大学，刚大大大一、大二、大三，忘记了。
I was in college.
大概是大三吧。这个 我有一门课实在修得很烂。
I took a class and I was really bad.
神告诉我 retake it.
And the Lord said, you know, to retake this class.
啊，面子攸关了，怎么可以重修
And all my pride, I just can't.
看看有没有什么可以把它 GPA 赶快搞一搞的那个贵。
I was looking at all other classes. If I don't have to retake this class, it's the best.
那神在我里面就说 retake it.
But the Lord wants me to retake this class.
所以主后来折服了我 retake it.
But the Lord got me and I retake the class.
这个为我后来能够工作各方面打了一个很好的基础。
And this was set a good platform for later.
我信主这么多年，不知道自己重生了没有。
And after I know the, I believed the Lord many years, I did not know if I was born again.
哇，那更惨了，在弟兄姊妹当中，怎么可以告诉人你还不算你重生？
That was worse because I, how can I tell brothers and sisters I do not know if I was born again?
那个要把面子摆下来。
So I really have to put down my pride.
神很多东西哈，是看你究竟是不是定义要顺服他。
God uses many things to see if we really want Him.
我要跟大家看一首诗歌。
I want to look at a hymn.
379首
379 Please turn to hymn 379
这首诗歌很短，非常短的一首诗歌。
It's a very short hymn.
那这里说，主啊，你不可让步。
Say, Lord, do not yield thy way to mine.
迟早我是要顺服的。
Do not yield my will to you.
让我改变我的意图。
Let me change my will and way.
主啊，来顺服。
Dear Lord, to obey.
弟兄姊妹，这首诗歌也是何淑文姊妹的诗歌。
It's also a hymn of our sister Barbara.
只是尼珀森弟兄把它弄成诗歌，大家可以唱。
But our brother and he put it into a hymn so we can sing.
我们姊妹曾经经历过这个有一些事，她实在主啊，我实在现在顺服不来。
Our sister Barbara went through many things that she couldn't yield at that time.
她就跟主说，主啊，你不可以变，等我变。
So she prayed to the Lord that Lord do not yield your way, but wait for me to do mine.
我现在虽然变不了，但等我一下。
Even though I can't do it now, but Lord, please wait for me. I will change.
他这首诗歌很简单，他说主啊，不要让步，迟早我是要顺服的。
It says, "Do not yield thy way to my sin; I'll yield my will to you."
让我改变我的意图来顺服你。
Let me change my view and way to obey.
这个叫做一个是要主的人。
This is to speak of a person that wants the Lord.
我们有个弟兄过去在这里。
We have a brother here with us in the past.
他从台湾过来，就是来读博士。
He was here to study for his PhD.
但有一天，他的教授告诉他说：“你不是读博士的材料。”
And his advisor told him that you're not, you know, qualified to go through your PhD.
你说那伤不伤啊？
Does that hurt?
他说：“你拿个 master 毕业吧。”
Well, take your master and go.
哇，我们弟兄伤得不得了。
He was hurt.
但是呢，他是一个要主的人。
But he's one that wants the Lord.
他后来他接受老板的建议，就拿个硕士毕业。
And he took his advice's suggestion, and he took his master and graduated.
老板说，你毕业了，你要不要替我工作？
And his boss asked him, you know, now that you graduate, do you want to work for me?
他说好啊，我就跟你工作。
He said, sure, I'll work for you.
我的薪水当然比你说什么 RA 高了，对不对？就其他工作。
So it's definitely the salary is higher than being a research assistant.
我没记错，大概工作了两年。
He worked for 2 years.
有一天老板来找他。
So his boss came to look for him.
他说你就用你这两年做的东西成为你博士的论文。
And his boss said, you know, use these 2 years of work that you have done to become your dissertation for your PhD.
神把博士还给他,
the Lord returned his PhD to him. Because he totally submitted to the Lord. And the 2 years that he earned, the salary was greater than being an RA. And you know, many of us may want just a higher salary, but what is precious here is his experience. And after all these years, our brother still loves the Lord.
为什么能够还这么爱主？因为那个经历是深的。
How can that be? Because that experience was deep.
我真的给了主，主没有 let me down， 也没有让我羞愧。
I really give to the Lord, and the Lord has not let me be ashamed.
弟兄姊妹，我要讲这些例子，实在讲不完。
I can mention a lot of these examples.
在我身上，在一些弟兄姊妹身上，我所知道的数不尽。
In my life and in other brothers and sisters' lives, it's countless.
我们若愿意做一个顺服的人，我们不容易妥协。求主不要变，等我变。If
we're willing to obey the Lord, that you know, ask, pray to the Lord that the Lord will not change His way.
我最后跟大家读一段的圣经，请大家翻到彼得前书第四章。
We'll turn to scripture, 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章第一到第五节。
Verses 1 to 5.
彼得前书第四章。 章第一到第五节，我读给大家听就好了啊。English speaking 的就跟就好，就 follow 啊。第一节，他四章第一节，基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当这样的心智作为兵器，因为这肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在适度与余下的观音。因为往日从外邦人的心意行邪淫恶欲醉酒荒宴群饮并可恶拜偶像的事，时候已经够了。他们在这些事上见你们不与他们同奔那放荡无度的路，就以为怪，毁谤你们。他们必在那将要审判活人活人死人的主面前交账。弟兄姊妹，我们都喜欢安逸的生活。
Brothers and sisters, we learn to we like to live a life that is peaceful.
所以我们都要赚钱，我们要地位高，学位高，使我以后的生活可以安逸。
We want a comfortable life. We want our we graduate and we get a job and we have a good life.
安逸的生活不在圣经里面了。
Comfortable life is not in the Bible.
圣经也从来没允许过安逸的生活。
The Bible has not ever promised.
因为神知道你安逸，你根本就远离我。
The Lord knows that when we are in a comfortable way, we will leave the Lord.
所以这段圣经讲什么？我们一定要有一个是受苦的心智。
The Scripture here tells us that we have to arm ourselves with the same mind.
受苦的心智不代表要受苦，但是你一定要有受苦的心智。
If you have that mindset to suffer, it doesn't mean that you will suffer, but you have to have that mindset.
因为我们有了这个心智。圣经怎么讲？来度我们在世寄居的日子。
When we have this, we will spend the rest of our life.
圣经没有应许我们地上没苦难。
The Lord has not promised us. The Bible did not promise us that we will not have tribulation.
主耶稣在地上，约翰福音十六章三十三节里面说：“你们在世上有苦难。”但是你们可以放心，我已经胜过这个世界。
In John 16:33 says that these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
在使徒行传里面，他说要进啊，这十四章里面说，你要进神的国，必须经历许多的艰难。
It says in Acts 14:23 we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God.
所以圣经里面在说，你要以受苦的心智为兵器。
That we have to arm ourselves with this same thing.
可见那是有一个打仗。如果你不能够这样子，你没办法活在地上，能够成为一个爱主的人。
When we say, when the scripture says to arm yourself, that means there is a warfare. And if you're not set in that mindset, then it's impossible for you to live in this.
所以读这一段，你发现他说，如果你能够有这样的心智，或者我们受苦，我们就与罪断绝。
It also says that when we suffer in the flesh, we have ceased from sin.
我们不从人的情欲。
That we do not follow the lust of men.
我们能够顺从神的旨意。
That we'll be able to submit to the will of God.
也是我们这段时间一直交通的，就能够与世界有分别。
And also, like what we shared in this past few weeks, that we can be separated from the world.
我想啊，我今天呢、啊，是求主给我们知道。我们在地上不是追求安逸。
I pray to the Lord that we will come to know that we do not pursue comfort in this life.
我们乃是追求能够神在我身上能够做成他要做的工。
That we pray that the Lord can accomplish the work that is in us.
受苦是我们今天走的路。
Suffering is the way of our life.
在美国太享受了。
And we lead a comfortable life in the States.
最少要有个受苦的心智。
And we have to have this mindset, to have this heart.
但愿我们要经历主，我们先要有心要主，我们看重这些原则，我们祷告，我们顺服主。
That if we want the, we have to have a heart for the, we want the Lord, and pray to have prayer and to honor.Be serious with what the principles of the Bible,
obey him.
And to obey Him.
好，我们唱刚刚我跟你提过那首诗歌，好不好
？Let's sing hymn 379.
我请雪冰去弹哈。我们唱了刚刚379首。很短的一首诗歌。但愿弟兄姊妹，你有这个在你心中，成为你在主面前一个 commitment， 就是 become your commitment， conviction， 主啊，我。 你改变，你不要改变，等我改变。Don't change, I will change。祷会唱了一起来，主啊，你不可让步。今天就把两首和弟兄姊妹的诗歌介绍给弟兄姊妹。I bring two hymns today from our sister Barbara, Margaret Barbara. 这首诗歌啊，如果你看英文啊，是 If the path I travel that leads me to the cross, 我们不是讲背十字架吗？但是如果我走过的路是把我带到十字架前的，我们不喜欢看受苦的诗。很多十字架是受苦的。If the path I travel lead me to the cross, if the way thou chooses, 如果这条路是你为我选的，记得刚刚唱的，说你不要改变，让我改变，顺服你为我选的路。This is the way you chooses. Leave me to pay a loss. Let the compensation daily hourly be. Settle this communion. Bless and Lord with thee. 我能够与你毫无拦阻的交通。没错，有些艰难在我身上，但是如果这个艰难能够 translate 成为我跟主更亲的话，我们姊妹说我要真理。There's less earth joy. Give Lord more of heaven. 我们说与世界分别，没说世界很可爱，但是因着我们有个心要主的话，主可以把世界变得没这么可爱。所以这我们只能说，如果地上的享乐你从我身上拿走了一些，求你把天给我。我们如果没有这样靠近我们的主，我们不知道主有多可爱。Let the spirit still praise you. Through the heart be risen. If sweet earthly ties, Lord, break at thy decree. 如果这地上最好的朋友，世俗的连结，引诱你的分离。Let the tie that binds us closer and sweeter be. 但愿你那个连结我们更加的亲近。第三节 ，Lonely through the pathway. 这条路好像别人不这样走。主，求你使我愿意走。Cheer with thy smile, 让你的笑容鼓励我继续往前走。Be thou my companion through earth lit while. 那这个是我们常常祷告的。Selfless may I live, 我愿舍己。一个受苦的心智能够帮助我们舍己。Just a cleanses channel for thy light to me. 但这是我们愿意的，做一个洁净的器皿。流出主的生命，我们时日可能不多了。我们看到这地震一次水来，那些人的生命就走，我们不知道会不会一刹那就这样走。但愿主还给我们的时间，做个洁净器皿，流出他生命。中英文的好不好？会唱英文的，我们唱一次英文好不好？预备，来。 们的帮助。有时候生病，有时候一些艰难，工作老板给我们知道了。If the Lord you chooses, give me her. 我愿意顺你的道理。我们祷告。主耶稣啊，时日不多，求你更深的得着我们。你曾经在历代得着不少属你的人，但愿我们也能够成为他们一份，活在地上能够满足你的心。我们知道我们各样的环境都是你量过给我们，说既然你命定这些事临到我们身上，说教导我们一能够知道如何来向你祷告，说给我们说真的能够对你说，主，如果这是你要我学的，或者我现在不能够 take it， 说我们都愿意跟你说，主，不要改变你的意愿，等我们来顺服你，说等等我，我是要顺服你的，说各样的环境，但你都引我更靠近你的主，所以愿意走得着我。纪念我们今天每个人有说出来没有说出来的难处，但愿借助这件事能够变成我们的诗歌，在你面前来唱说，愿主得着一切的荣耀，奉主耶稣基督的名，
你去回头说说。